Hey, my friends, welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Family Life Podcast. It is an absolutely gorgeous, lonely day. Oh, are you guys feeling the loneliness? Oh, even with nine of us in our house, and we're having a great time. We really are loving it, loving all the family time. I wish we were all together. I wish we were at a live event right now. No. I wish we were on some epic adventure together somewhere in some awesome foreign land, having a most incredible and transformational experience together, and great conversations, reading books. Soon we'll be back to that. We'll be out having adventures, and Rachel and I want to do events. We want to do events for couples and events for families. I don't know how the family one will quite work out, but definitely want to do some retreats for couples, and then, of course, get back to our trips and family trips and humanitarian trips and wilderness expeditions and all that awesome stuff. We just miss getting together with amazing people. Can't wait to get together with you guys. All right. So today I want to share a message. How you doing, by the way? I'll pause right there. How you doing? How you holding up? I hope you're being consistent with your self-care and using some time to really just take care of you. Some of you need to get caught up on just some self-love and getting settled in what I call the inner life, right? Getting settled inside and just having some time for you to just feel grounded, to feel happy, joyful, peaceful. We get so worked up and so wound up so tight. Sometimes we just forget to relax and unwind and just be ourselves. We need that good recovery, not the numbing and the buffering where it's just endless entertainment that's not really recovery and it's not really rest. Not that. Just the real time with you, just to be with you, be with your family, and just kind of take a breather. Take a breather. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and giving yourself some love and time. And then, you know, make sure that you're filled. Fill up your well so that you have so much to give to those who are in need, because there's a lot of people who are struggling and hurting and will in times come. So I hope you're doing all right. Let me know how I can help, please. I genuinely want to help. It's been awesome. Rachel and I have been doing live trainings. We're going to keep doing more of those and trying to make videos and podcasts and training. I'm making a daily training right now for our Extraordinary Family Life group coaching and our 28-day challenges. And it's so rewarding and getting so many great questions and comments. And it's awesome. So let me know how I can help. All right, so back to my message. Today I want to share a message, and I want to do it, I hope I can do it adequate justice, right? I hope I can express this in a way that you feel it like I feel it, because it has just become so apparent to me, so obvious, so blatantly obvious and clear and powerful. I feel like everyone needs to know it. Everyone needs to feel it. And to know it, not on a kind of superficial level, like, oh yeah, I understand that, but like to know it in your, at a cellular level, right? Where it's just in you, just permeates, like you get it. That's how I want to express this message today. Because you know, when you have periods in your life, when you're doing something or seeing something repeatedly, and a lesson becomes just blatantly obvious and clear. You know what I'm talking about? And a lot of you do, because whatever your occupation has been for a long time, whether it's your work or something you've just been really interested in for a long time, anything we just do again and again and again and again that becomes kind of a passion or a hobby or an obsession, we start to see patterns emerge and things become really obvious and clear to us that may not be clear to others. For example, like you guys know this before, and I've shared this before, like I love music, but I've not become talented or skilled in music yet. And so people can, like, they I've sat next to people and they're like, oh, they're listening to something or watching a live performance or something. Oh, they missed a note. I wouldn't even catch it. I wouldn't even notice. I'd be like, huh? That was amazing. And they're like, oh, yeah, I missed like six notes. Oh, I didn't even notice, right? Nothing there. It's just because you get so close to it that you start seeing these patterns. And I know physicians and dentists see this, and financial workers see this. And in every field, they begin to see these patterns that emerge. So I'm reading several great books. I do literally every day. I'm reading great books every day. I'm reading from Hamilton right now. I'm reading from The Power of Habit right now. I'm reading some classics. I'm reading all this stuff. So every day I'm reading these great books, right? And I have for over two decades, well over two decades. And I also have the unbelievable privilege to meet with great people every day. And I get to observe significant transformations. In fact, I get to work with people who are, they'll bump into major obstacles or challenges, right? Sometimes even a crisis. And it could be in health or relationship or business or work or finances or a marriage or parenting or just life itself. Like I get to see that, and then I watch these transformations happen. And I've noticed over the years and 4 years that there's a common denominator. There's something that is almost always present in the lives of great men and women and in the people I've been able to work with literally around the world, as I've been doing this for over two decades. And it's almost always present, and it's something that literally adds rocket fuel to their results, right? And I want to drive this home today. So I want you to think about it. Think about the sports you've participated in, or maybe you were in band or choir or on a debate team or a chess team. Maybe you were in music somehow, vocal performance, or in any kind of performance, really. Maybe you were in theater, or literally any kind of group thing or sport thing or performance thing that you participated in. You probably had a tutor or a teacher, an instructor, a mentor, or a coach. You had somebody there that was watching you, giving you feedback, guiding you, pushing you, and correcting you. And I think it's safe to say that there's no way that you and I can reach certain levels of success and competence without a coach or a mentor or a tutor to help us level up. And that's the thing. That's the thing I want to drive home with so much force today, just as effectively as I can. And I hope you'll even see past my inadequacy in conveying this. Having somebody there to coach you, like the list I just mentioned of watching you, giving you feedback, guiding you, pushing you, correcting you. Having somebody there to do that is this common denominator that I see throughout history and at literally every day in my work. It's that thing that literally adds rocket fuel to your results. It's that thing that's almost always present that helps great people become great. And it can be in every area of life, right? So right now I have a French tutor because I've reached a limit on how much I can learn on my own. And it blows me away when I take music lessons, right? Or when I hire somebody to train me or coach me in a specific thing, it's unreal. Because I'm an autodidact, right? I'm a self-taught guy. I love learning on my own, but it blows me away how quickly the results come and the intensity of the results that come when you have a really effective coach there giving you guidance and feedback. It's unbelievable. I guess I love the idea. I'll keep coming back to it. The rocket fuel, it just ignites something, and it's a catalyst for real transformation. And we get it, right? We get it with all those other things, with sports and music and theater and performance, debate, all those things. We get it, right? But for some reason, many people still have not really embraced the idea of having a life coach. But now I want you to think of the things that might be holding you back. Kind of let this sit in here for a minute. What are some of the things that might be holding you back in life? where you just haven't quite reached your full potential. It's interesting. I just read a line in Alexander Hamilton. It was a line about Thomas Jefferson, and he just felt like that he did not, even as intense as he was, obsessed as he was about personal development improvement, he still felt like he never became the man he wanted to become. And interestingly, the thing that just plagued him was debt. He just had his debts hanging over him, and he felt like they just prevented him from becoming his best. Whoa, isn't that insightful? And what if he had had a finance coach? What if he'd had somebody there holding him accountable to his finances and giving him some insight and some direction, some guidance, and some correction? Whoa. Okay, so think about the things that might be holding you back. And perhaps there's things that have been holding you back for a long time. I get a lot of comments and emails and messages and conversations from wonderful people and from you, many of you, about things that are just kind of standing in your way, almost something maybe that's attached itself to you and you've been dragging it along for years, or something that's it's inside of you, it's in your heart, something you've been carrying, this heavy load or a habit you picked up, all those things, right? And it may be blocking you for a long time. Many of you have said that to me. You're like, yeah, I've been struggling with this for years or decades. Maybe it's baggage from your past. Maybe it's mental or emotional difficulties or trauma. Maybe it's relationship struggles. Perhaps it's some insecurities. I see this often where we've got some insecurity that just, it's this ongoing problem. In fact, that was one that's been blatantly obvious as I'm learning about the life of Alexander Hamilton. He just had this edge. He just had this really intense insecurity about his upbringing because he had a rough childhood and he didn't come from a well-established family. And so he was always super hyper defensive about, you know, his background, and any attack, even the slightest attack on what he thought people were attacking his character or anything, boy, he just would lash out, and often to great mistakes and to his own, he would create more problems because of his sensitivity about his insecurity. So maybe it's an insecurity that's been bothering you. Maybe it's a poor habit. Perhaps it's your relationship with food or with money. Perhaps it's poor money management skills, or skills of any kind, or the lack of skills, right? It could be any of those things, and it might be holding you back. It might be a new thing that you've just come up on and like, oh man, I can't seem to get over this barrier, this obstacle, this limitation. Or maybe something that's been there for a while. And I want you to think about that in the context of, what if you had a coach to help you overcome the thing that is overcoming you? What if you had a mentor to help you conquer the thing that's conquering you? To stop the problem that's stopping your progression? To break free from the thing that is imprisoning you? Doesn't that seem more relevant, more powerful? I mean, we get it. If I want to work on my vertical jump and I hire a jump coach, right? I get that. If I want to learn how to play the violin better or speak French better, right? I hire a tutor or a teacher or a coach. I get that. But how much more relevant, how much more powerful to get a life coach that can help me through these pieces of my life that are literally limiting my life. And again, that whole idea of being limited in life, that's terrifying for me because I want to live a full, vibrant life. Whoa. Now we see this, we see this from Olympic athletes to top executives. Of course, you know, the Olympic athletes out there, they have coaches. You know, you take somebody like Michael Phelps. We can arguably say that, you know, he wouldn't be near where he arrived without his coach. We could also say, we could also say that you can't just take any swimmer and you know, go with the coach of Michael Phelps and it'll get the same results. I mean, there's a lot to it. But I think we can all agree that, like, having a world-class coach helps you reach heights that you couldn't have reached otherwise. There are lots of huge organizations and businesses and private equity groups that hire You know, they have all their executives, all their executives and all their upper level management teams have to have personal coaches. Even the founding fathers, as I've been studying their lives recently, for this kind of just on a learning course I've been doing, studying their lives, they all had what they called kind of sponsors early in life. They had these mentors. They had people reach out to them in their youth, and they coached them and guided them and mentored them along. They all did. They all had somebody step in and guide them and help them and correct them and get them to where they wanted to be. It was amazing. Like, it's unbelievable. You see it everywhere. And it really fits into this thing that Will Durant said, right? Is excellence in any part of life, excellence is an art that is won by training and habituation. And that training, they're just, it goes almost without saying, like, but I have to say it because common sense isn't common practice. Training is better with a coach. It's just always better with a coach. When we can train with somebody who has been down that road, has practiced, who's done the reading, the study, worked with lots of people, can see the little things that we can't see, can point out the blind spots or give us the strategies, hacks, like the guidance. Training is so much better, right, when you have a coach. That's interesting. In the there's three phenomenal books here that I've referenced before in other podcasts. Linchpin, right, by Seth Godin, who talks about, you know, becoming indispensable, like doing your art, your thing, overcoming your weaknesses and what he calls the lizard brain, and just literally becoming indispensable, becoming your best, having a coach to help you do that. Wow, it's powerful. Talent is overrated. The whole book is about that. I love that book, by the way. And he just says, you know, we often just kind of excuse it away. Say, oh, they're just naturally talented. They were born that way. Oh, they were just their gifts, their prodigies, whatever. And he's like, no, they just train and train and train. And they all had amazing coaches. And then there's a fantastic book called So Good They Can't Ignore You. And he points out clearly in there that, you know, two different people who practice their art or their talent or skill, whatever it is. He used guitar as an example. And they both practice, let's say, 15,000 hours. And one of them could be unbelievably better than the other because he had a coach. He had somebody there watching and pushing and correcting and guiding and being instrumental in those hours. And they make, basically, you get more out of the hour than you would without it. You with me? Like, this is such a powerful principle. And it's through everything. It's in literature and it's in movies, from Luke Skywalker to Bilbo Baggins. Like, here's some stuff I thought I'd share. Some wisdom from Yoda and from Bilbo's mentor, Gandalf, right? So Yoda said this, and this is probably his most famous one. Do or do not, there is no try. Think of the wisdom of that coaching. How many of us tell ourselves, well, I tried, or I'm trying. And how often do we need a coach to lovingly look us in the face and say, hey, my friend, do or do not, there is no try. We need that kind of coaching. Yoda also said, you must unlearn what you have learned. Whoa, I love that one, right? There are so many things we have learned that are wrong. And all these things that we know for sure that actually are getting in our way. Often it's not what we know that gets us, or not what we don't know that gets us into trouble. It's what we know that's incorrect. You know, we're so certain about this thing being the way to do it, and it's actually the wrong way to do it, or needs to be tweaked just a little. To have a coach there saying, you know what, actually you need to unlearn what you learned there. Do it differently and you'll get the result you're actually looking for. That's why so many of us, we feel like we're just spinning our wheels. I hear all the time, I have tried everything. People say it with weight loss, they say it with parenting, they say it with their marriage, I've tried everything. And they haven't. There's actually little strategies, little ways to approach it. Like, oh no, if you just did a little bit like this and tweak that and try that, that'll solve your problem. And like, poof. I mean, I get to see that. That's the kind of stuff I get to see daily, you guys. It's so awesome. Oh, I love it. Continuing with some Yoda stuff here. Named must be your fear. Before banish it, you can. Great coaching there. Many of us are living in fear, especially right now. In turbulent times with COVID and the economy, so many people are reacting in fear. They're literally making decisions, often without knowing it. They don't realize it's a fear-based decision. They're just tightening up and they've got fear in the back of their mind, in the back of their chest.
and they're making decisions and they're taking actions that are fear-based. And so they start to contract and retract and hold back when really we should be moving forward and growing and expanding. Fear is the path to the dark side, he said. Here's a powerful one. Just the statement, that is why you fail. It's a line from Yoda. That is why you fail. Wow, that right there is probably one of the greatest values of having a coach that's honest with you, that's been there, that's done that, that's worked with a lot of people in a lot of places, that's been around the world and read some things, to just look at you and say, that's why you're failing. Somebody who can look at your doing and point out the reason why what you're doing is not working. And that's actually an extremely valuable thing, one of the most wonderful things we can have. Somebody look at it and say, well, yeah, that's it. This little thing right here that you're doing, that's why you're failing. That is why you fail. Right? That's coaching right there. And then another line, he says, the greatest teacher failure is. It is, right? Failing forward. And then he says, pass on what you've learned, right? Encouraging you to be a coach and a leader to others. Here's a couple thoughts from Gandalf. I hope you guys enjoyed this. There's some wisdom here in almost every book. And you've heard me talk about like Les Miserables with Monsieur Muriel guiding Jean Valjean, mentoring him, coaching him, and then Jean Valjean coaching, and then the Count of Monte Cristo is another one with Abbé Faria is excellent. I mean, there's so many examples of mentoring and coaching. But from Gandalf, he says, it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the succor of those years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to rule. So profound, so powerful, so wise to say, hey, you know, pick your spot. This is what you can control. This is what you cannot control. Let's work in what's inside your circle of influence, what's in your sphere, and let's master that. Let's be world class at that. Let's focus on doing your part. Here's another thing he said that's very fitting for our time. He said, Frodo said this, I wish it need not have happened in my time. So do I, said Gandalf, and so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. Whoa. And we have this opportunity right now. And again, a great coach is going to help us choose wisely how we're using our time and what we're doing with our lives and ourselves and our opportunities and our challenges. Like Marcus Aurelius said, right? What stands in the way becomes the way. That's great coaching. And we need coaches to help us see that and push through it and learn from it and grow. Oh, I love this stuff. And you guys, and they're investors. There's an investor that has paid his coach. This is for over 20 years now. He pays his personal life coach over $1 million a year to coach him. Well over $1 million a year to be his coach because he wants to keep his edge. Even Peter and the apostles had Jesus coaching them, and Jesus had angels and his father mentoring him. And coaches come along and they ask us hard questions and they hold us accountable. Maybe that's perhaps one of the most valuable pieces there is an accountability coach. They call us out and they give us rare and beautiful insights. And you guys, I'm sharing this because I see this again and again and again, and I want to share it. I want to share the wisdom of it. I want, like I said at the beginning, I want you to know this and feel this and understand this. I've seen marriages transformed. Marriages, people that were hurting, fighting, miserable, ready to get a divorce or just had acquiesced to this dead and dying existence of their marriage. I've seen people start and dramatically grow businesses that changed their lifestyle and their quality of life. I've observed and helped people overcome huge personal challenges. Like make these transformations they literally did not think were possible.
And it's awesome. It's humbling and so fulfilling and meaningful when we're in a coaching session and they'll tell me, like, the change I've had in the last few weeks or few months we've been working together, like, literally has changed my entire life. Like, I'm in a place and I've created transformation in the last few weeks or months that in a way that has never happened before. Either they're more grounded, they have more clarity and more attached to their purpose and who they are, their real identity, or they just have mental toughness, right? Where they were constantly tormented with fear and anxiety and apathy. And now their mind is just spot on, focused, driven, clear, like going after what they want, right? And they're able to calm all that chatter in there and all that negative talk and get control of their emotions and literally just take back control of their lives, which is where we all want to be, you guys, right? This is why we're having this conversation. This is why this podcast exists. That's why it all exists, is because we want to have control of our lives, as much control as possible, so we're controlling our outcomes and we're living life the way we want to live life, and we're becoming the people and being the people we want to be. Man, it's so powerful, right? Now, there is a price to coaching. There has to be, right? There has to be. Because people rarely value what they get for free. We have to have some skin in the game. And so it's going to require effort and attention and sacrifices in time and resources. Like, we gotta pay up to... Well, it shows how serious we are. That's our level of commitment, right? Like, I know of there's a mastermind that's available. It's $100,000 to join this mastermind, and they meet just a couple of times a year, right? $100,000 just to jump in this group. And of course, man, lots of homework, lots of to-dos, lots of insights, lots of accountability, and you just get after it. So there's like this, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I hope that we're all participating in it in lots of ways. You'll have lots of different coaches and mentors for different areas. Like, one, if you want to get into musical performance. Another, if you know, like I mentioned, want to learn languages, or if you want to learn a very specific skill set for your work, right? If you want to do a residency or a specialty, maybe you want to become a certain kind of surgeon, or in a certain area of the financial markets, or you want to just become world class at your craft, whether it's woodworking or metalworking or designer, right? Designing clothes or whatever your art is. It might be in computers or as a restaurant business owner, whatever it is, right? You're going to get those. And I hope you're reading the books. And I hope that's why I give out book recommendations daily because I've read so many books for so many years. I know which ones are worth reading and which ones offer solutions to the challenges we're facing and level up. It's so powerful, right? And again, I mean, a warning here, just in a general sense, there are a lot of coaches out there who have no idea what they're talking about. And they definitely do not have their own lives optimized. And so I'll finish with this idea. Like, this idea is so powerful right here, that we want to focus on holistic optimization. Like, this is the whole reason I'm sharing this, you guys. And if you're listening to this, thank you for listening to this, and thank you for considering this. I hope you'll seek out coaching the rest of your life in every area in which you want to excel. Seek out help. Get into groups, masterminds. Take the courses, get the books, get the coaching at that level from people who can help you, are competent and can get it done. Because none of us, again, like I started with, right? None of us will, I think we'd all agree, like, we won't get to the level we could without a coach there helping us. But the whole idea is here, holistic optimization, right? So I want to define both those words. Holistic means it's characterized by comprehension of the parts of something as intimately interconnected and explicable only by reference to the whole. What? Wow. What? I was like, what? And I was like, huh? Basically saying, look, holistic means you have to see the whole person, and you can only really, they're all intimately interconnected, and they're only explicable, you can only understand them or explain them by reference to the whole. That's life. That's you. That's me.
we have all these parts and pieces of us and our lives, and we are complex. Human beings are complex, and we have lots of roles and lots of parts, right? You've heard me talk often about the Fantastic Five, the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, and social, right? And we have all these areas in our life, and we need to be great at all of them. For reals. And we can. You totally can. Sometimes we tell ourselves stories or we hear from others like, no, you can't be great at everything. Just pick a couple things. And we leave some of the most important parts of our lives just totally neglected and atrophied and they're suffering. But it is absolutely 100% possible to be well-rounded, to be whole, holistically, right? To be thriving and succeeding in all your important roles in life, from your own spiritual journey and your mind and your emotions and your health to your marriage and your parenting and your relationships and friends and influence and contribution and hobby and work and all that stuff. You can do it. It's totally doable. You just got to have the tools and strategies and resources and know-how, and you got to have a coach to help you do it, right? Because it just maximizes all this. So that's holistic. It's taking you as a complete, whole, complex human being, all the areas of your life. Now, holistic optimization. What does it mean to be optimized? Well, the definition is to make the best or the most effective use of. And so we take each part of our life and we make the best and most effective use of it as it fits into the holistic piece, as it fits into the comprehension of the parts, right, that are intimately interconnected. So I'm combining those two definitions there. So it's taking you, every part of you, and making the best and most effective use of it. It's awesome. It is so awesome, and you feel so alive. And so instead of merely existing in some living death, right? Or the phrase I used from the Croods before, where she's like, that's not really living, that's just not dying. And so instead of just going through life not dying, but not really living, we want to be alive. We want to have every part of our life just optimized, right? And so then all the pieces are optimized. And we feel so fantastic. We wake up, our alarm clock becomes an opportunity clock. And we're thrilled to see our spouse and our children instead of like, oh boy, here we go again. And we're excited to do our work instead of grudging it and just being sick. You get a headache or a stomach ache thinking about the work you have to do. You actually have a spring in your step and you're kind of giddy and you're super stoked and you've got great relationships in your marriage and parenting, your family unit, your family culture, which is what we're totally focusing on in all of April, is about family culture in our group coaching. And you have these close friendships and you're influencing others and you're making contributions that are meaningful and you're creative, right? And you're just, again, holistic. You're just well-rounded. You feel fantastic. You're working on your education and your self-improvement, and you're actually leading other people and helping them as well. And you're doing it all without the stress and mayhem and chaos. You just love your life. And that's totally possible with holistic optimization. And that, my friends, is totally possible and is a result that I get to see this. It is literally my privilege to see this daily because I work with so many great people. And so I want to straight up right here, no hesitation, I want to challenge you to sign up for coaching. Get the help. Invest in yourself. Go to gregdenny.com, sign up for a one-on-one coaching session. And I'll send you this incredible full life assessment that is so powerful. Like, you go through this assessment and it helps you just get total clarity on who you are, where you are, and where you're going. And it asks the hard questions. You start right there by looking at that and doing like this self-examination, and you rate yourself in all these important areas. And then you answer like, what are you facing? What are you struggling with? What are you succeeding with? What is it you really want? What is it you're really working on? What's holding you back? Why haven't you achieved that yet? And you start right there and you start like getting in the game. And so many of us are kind of disengaged, like it's like a manual car, right? We're just out of gear. We're just sitting there idling. And we're hesitating. And my challenge to you, my invitation to you, with love and with some coaching right here, get in the game. Like, do this. Sign up. Be willing to face whatever you need to face. And be committed to leveling up and taking your life and doing, achieving holistic optimization, right? And working on it. This is a lifelong journey. We're working on it all the time. But get the plan in place, right? Because a lot of us, we have this plan laid out and we have our goals. And then we're like, well, I had a plan that didn't work. I had some goals, didn't work. I had a system, it didn't work. And we kind of blame the plan and the system and the goals. But there's some math to it. There's this beautiful mathematical equation. Like, success is just this gorgeous, simple equation. It just works. But it only works, here's this. The system and the equation only works when we work. The equation works if you work. But if you don't work, then the equation doesn't work. And it's easy to tell ourselves a story like, oh yeah, it doesn't work. But when we do the work, my friends, and we have the equation laid out, and it's all there in front of us, and we're willing to step up and make it happen, we literally get those amazing results that we long for, that we dream about. And that can be the life. It's up to you. Your life will be exactly what you make of it. And you can live with holistic optimization if you want. So do it, my friends. Step it up. Sign up. Get in the game. Like, level up. Let's do this thing so you can live the life that you deserve and that you dream of, so you can become your absolute best self, who is already in there. This isn't somebody external to you. You are your best self. It's in you. You just gotta level up and get there. And coaching will help you do it. Anyways, I hope this is helpful. I hope that I've been able to do this justice. Like, I've seen this for decades across history, as I've studied the lives of great men and women, as I've worked with people now and interacted with people literally in 45 countries, it just works. This is a common denominator. When we have somebody there that acts as a coach and a mentor and a tutor and a teacher and a guide to us, it's rocket fuel for our results. And it's worth every effort, worth whatever it costs to make things happen. Love you guys. Reach upward.